Fareed Zakaria is joining us right now. He's a CNN World Affairs analyst. He's the host of Fareed Zakaria GPS that airs on Sundays. Fareed, you wrote a provocative column. I woke up this morning and read it in the Washington Post. Among other things, you said this. You said, Senator McCain says he always puts country first. In this important case, it is simply not true. And basically, you say it's time for Sarah Palin to drop out for the good of the country. Explain what you have in mind.
Well, Wolf, I'm really not looking at this as a game. I'm looking at this as a serious matter of governance. I think you've just been watching. You've been anchoring very well exactly what is going on here. The American financial system is in the greatest crisis it's been since the 1930s. The economy is probably more stressed than at any point from various different areas. And this is complicated stuff. I think that there is a fundamental test of governance that is going to have to be applied, and is going to have to be applied to the House and to the House Republicans in particular. But look, it applies all the more seriously to the people we are considering having as president and vice president. They have to be able to govern. You know, we can talk about the games and the gaffes, but what has become absolutely clear watching Sarah Palin in her responses to interviews, and the Katie Couric interview was the last straw, frankly, there were others, is that it's not that she, when asked these complicated questions or difficult questions, it's not that she doesn't know the right answer. It's that she clearly does not understand the question. This is way beyond anything we have ever seen from a national candidate.
Well, what about the argument that Senator McCain makes? She's got a proven track record. She's very popular in Alaska as governor, has the highest job approval rating of any sitting governor right now. 80% like what she's doing in Alaska. And she brings this executive experience with her that neither Joe Biden nor Barack Obama has.
Well, you know, if you delve into that, you discover that the executive experience is running a very small town. Alaska itself is an unusual state. 85% of its budget comes from oil revenues. Basically, you're just distributing oil revenues that are being provided for you by digging holes in the ground. This is good training to be president of Saudi Arabia, not the United States. Look, what is absolutely clear is we are dealing with very, very difficult issues. The financial crisis is probably the most complicated financial crisis we have experienced yet. And it was absolutely clear the most scary answer in the Katie Couric interview was not on foreign policy. The foreign policy stuff was funny. The scary answer was on the economy, the one you just played switching back and forth between Saturday and Night Live, because it was absolutely clear that she simply did not understand any of the issues involved. She did not understand the question. This is a woman who is going to be, as the phrase goes, a heartbeat away from a 72-year-old man if McCain wins. The actuarial odds of her becoming president are very high. They're actually significant. It's sort of about a 1 in 5 chance.